Reverend Ernest Egbedike is a Catholic priest at St. Joseph Catholic Church in the Gowon Estate, a Lagos suburb. He says Pope Francis' health issues affect all members of the church. He prays for the Pope to recover quickly and continue the work he's doing for God.
He is the Holy Father. He's a man of prayer, he's a man of faith, and we know that as vicar of Christ, he would be number one person to accept the will of God. So if it is the will of God for him to undergo this at the moment, we offer it up to God. All we can do, like he has asked, is to pray for him, and in any case, we will give thanks to God. So we pray that he recovers as soon as possible, so he will continue his work of shepherding the world.
Egbedike also prayed for those taking care of the Pope to continue their good work and not get tired. The Vatican has said the 88-year-old pontiff is in critical condition with pneumonia and slight kidney failure. The Vatican has urged Catholics to pray for his recovery. Nwoke Diamarachi is a member of the St. Joseph congregation. She joins other members of the church to pray for Francis to recover.
My prayer for him is he should get well soon and ready to lead us as a good leader he is. So I pray that he recover well and recover fast too. When I get the news, I felt so bad because I never wish him to be sick to the extent of being in the hospital for a long time now. So I felt so bad.
Eworo Dochukwu is the secretary of the St. Joachim Catholic Schools in Lagos. He says he's shocked by the news of the Pope's illness.
Hearing that the Pope, who happens to be the Holy Father, being sick, the number one person, I believe with his prayers and always praying for us and being there, I think he needs prayers from the church as well and the people. My prayer for him is for him to recover quickly and that the good Lord will strengthen him, give him the grace to continue leading his people.
Pastor Emmanuel William, a member of a Pentecostal church in Lagos, also joined Catholics to pray for the Pope. William says all Christians should pray for him to recover and continue with his good work. This is Mike Mbonye for VOA News in Lagos.